Philip and Steve and Amadeo, and for all those who watch, I don't want to confuse my direct words about these groups. It is legitimate to say I'm opposed to building a highway in green space because it takes taxable land off the tax rolls. That's a legitimate argument in a discussion and a debate we should have. It's legitimate to say I don't want to build any more highways over the Edwards Aquifer because I believe runoff is damaging the recharge. That's a legitimate argument, and an argument and a debate Texans should have. It's a legitimate argument to say I believe the price of oil and gas will drive us away from the internal combustion machine in the next 20 years. You'll never pay the debt off. Don't make the decision. That's a legitimate argument to have. This governor and the legislature and this commission, we are not fearful of having legitimate discussions, debate, and arguments about decisions that have to be made. And as I've said many times before, we've actually learned some things from some of the anti-corridor folks. You know, we've gone back and kind of rethought how big the corridor needs to be, and maybe it's not going to be as big as we once thought. I distinguish, Steve, that from deliberate misinformation, deliberate opposition to advance someone else's political agenda and keep them protected. That's completely different, and there's no room for that in this. We have some important and difficult decisions that have to be made about the future of the state. The argument should be about things that are truly in the realm of public policy. And that's, I want you to, all three of you, to convey to those folks. I don't have any patience for ad hoc, spur of the moment, last minute groups that spring up for no reason other than got to find a way to make a buck and scare people. I don't have any patience for that, and I don't have any patience for people who participate in it.